didn't need a laptop today. Still got three microphones off. Actually, if you could, move your microphone a bit closer to your chin, and you can move just a bit down so it's not right in front of your mouth. That's good. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Okay.
No what? Take notes this one.
What?
I'll take notes this
okay.
one. Actually, I guess the first thing I just sort of did a really sort of brief version of what we have to do.
Interesting stuff with the music.
Actually, for that, I was just copying the one straight out of the other document, so it's all, whatever, accurate.
Okay, yeah. I see that's fine.
Okay.
Is it? Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we need the outline of the prototype. I mean, what we're going to put into that?
Well, just sort of. Well, the thing is, yeah, we're going to be touching on all that during the other part for progress.
Yeah, because I mean, that's basically what we're doing here,
those,
isn't it? The whole.
Yeah. Well, it's just something that he had mentioned in the previous, like just to sort of have a prototype together. And so just saying that, you know, we could potentially do that.
Yeah, we can.
It's not something we have to.
This could be just some, just describe some screenshots or something.
Yeah, sure. Like the thing is, I was thinking, even you know stuff that I was doing. I mean, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, getting that. And we can just ignore that.
Yeah, I have that at the very end, screenshots, but that didn't show up on this page, so I didn't know.
Yeah, you can have, yeah, it says screenshot there and stuff. But you can have screenshots by the thing, each one, or have just a bunch of them in one section.
Yeah. Anyways, so it's just very general structure. I guess from this, we can just pop in our little blurbs and
I've written the topic segmentation.
Okay, cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done to this. I could do that before I mail it to you guys. Otherwise, no. Did someone else want to throw it together? Actually, I can probably still throw it together if you want. Put your parts into this one.
I think Penelope should do it.
Perfectionist.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Just cut out the middleman.
Yeah, exactly. You're only going to tell us you've got it wrong anyways.
And I'm being like,
I'm really joking.
Maybe speak low English. it's up to you if you want to keep going with that. I'm happy to do some as well. I have lots of time tonight. And then I'll send it to you. You can do the final revision.
Yeah.
I'll look at it like when my usual working hours are like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something. So
I know you're always online. You always make me feel bad because when I go to bed at like 1, you're still online. You never go to bed.
Sleep.
Or just leave your computer on, maybe.
Yeah, you pretend. Always busy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe.
But I'm never online in the morning, so.
Yeah.
Notice that no one is.
Yeah.
so.
Okay, so I'll send it off to you. And
yeah, do what you want to do with it first,
okay.
And then I'll.
Just sabotage it.
Then I'll send it out to you again.
Was there anything else we wanted to add to the timeline? I mean, essentially, was what.
Yeah.
You can't see it right there. There's the old one.
Oh, there's more.
Well, that's
oh,
the original.
Oh, this is the one that. Okay.
Yeah, it's just copied straight up.
Probably want to think about if we want to change our goals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that we could probably skip totally is the removing things from the audio file.
That's what I thought as well. I mean, do
yeah.
we? Are we actually going to attempt that?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
Too big.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be. We don't even know how to approach that.
No.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to have to say we could, what we could have done if we had more time. Good future work thing, isn't it? To get the conclusion.
Yeah.
The final report. Should have we had more time?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. That's
unless
right.
Yeah.
Unless we discover some sort of time warp thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely one thing.
So maybe I mean we should definitely well we could probably not put it under this heading but put it under
yeah.
changes since the initial
yeah.
specification.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And say, yeah, we didn't. We decided the time was too short.
Or we felt there were more important things to do with our time than.
Yes.
Than worrying about.
We prefer to concentrate on the main. And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well and say
yeah.
we managed to do
this amount.
Or
some of them
were
a bit later somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
we could
even have sure a section.
Like
yeah.
we
yeah.
haven't
developed
a
prototype GUI,
you
know.
Yeah.
Nicely.
That's far on target or something.
Yeah, yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Well, plus or minus 3 days.
He doesn't have to know exactly.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, yeah, I'm not finished, but.
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic segments.
Jesus. That's fine. You don't have any SPNLP assignments, do you?
Yeah.
And you can say, yeah. We're still aiming for the development to be complete on the March 8th.
Speaking of characterization, it's supposed to be done already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 days
Whoa.
Ago.
For one of those, something that you want to change and delete from our list of expectations?
Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer to that.
Yeah.
Like, should we put a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speaker characterization may get slimmer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I really want to do it.
We
I mean,
won't disappear.
It's not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata file.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be no
okay.
work.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be something.
Yeah,
okay.
We won't make it disappear, but we might thin it down a bit.
Yeah.
But we might not. You never know. We might have time. Depends
yeah,
on
we might turn out.
The topic segmentation with LC Seg and textiles. Basically done, just
okay.
wants to be done.
Tuned?
Tuned, yeah. Search the parameter space, man, or something. See what happens.
Yeah, sounds good.
We should probably
do another responsibility of packages as well. That's what he hinted that we should also indicate who's responsible for what from now on.
Yeah. Well, I could probably just copy that straight over the other one as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's essentially the same as it was. Yeah. More detail, specifically.
Well, you could put, I don't know.
Should we, I think Mike, but our things. That we have together, should we?
Split those apart?
Yeah.
I think
we
really
have
now
the inverted and you have the
yeah.
other, but
exactly.
What about them? Removing these fluencies.
Oh. What if we're skipping the audio one? And then it's not easier.
We just keep it together on the,
yeah.
the paper.
Have you taken any more of a look at it?
And just see what?
Have you taken any more of a look at it? Are the
no,
disfluences?
Not
okay.
the disfluences.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably. No, awful lot of time to look at that before tomorrow.
Yeah.
We could
it
just
might
make
be,
it up.
Yeah.
So,
like, I'll claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then we could leave that one as a joint one.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Have you managed any further on the search thing?
I found, finally, today, something that I can build it in, and it, I should have something for tomorrow. I should, have, you know, at least, very least, have a GUI that I'm wiring. I'll be wiring that in hopefully tomorrow morning. So I want to get something. I want to see this. I want to get it together. I have an image in my mind. I just want to see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the thing, and then give me a screenshot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dentist too. Working things tomorrow a bit more as well. So I don't know if we send it in the afternoon.
Well,
maybe I can add a few sentences to what I'm done.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention that this is done.
Yeah,
I mean,
done.
And also,
it's done.
Sometimes it's a bit of a motivating factor, too. I mean, you write down the words and the ideas, and it's like, oh, okay, we'll do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
All forced to do
it. How about the underlying data for it? For the inverted file? How's that coming along?
Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff.
Right.
I think I was wondering about that is, I haven't looked at it so much, but if in case know how you could do the, like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps and...
Easy, yeah, just...
Is it?
Yeah, we're just, when he pulls up the segments, part of that, one of the attributes, we do get attributes, call the method get attributes, it returns a list of attributes, search through those, and then just you can, that'll tell you what attributes it's got.
Okay.
And then you give it automatically, or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say, get attribute and put, I think the method's called get attribute, and it's called start time and end time.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the start times and end times.
Okay.
I think it returns a double.
Okay. So now I can just put it in.
Yeah, that's on the non-write element.
What on the?
The object is a non-write element. I think.
Okay.
That should tell you that.
Yeah. I'll take a look at that.
So is there, have you made another end browser? Is there something that
There is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy it in from yours, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes already.
Not since you looked at it.
No? Since Friday?
No.
Okay.
But
I thought you said
tonight.
Okay. Alright, I see. Okay. I thought you said that you had written some things that maybe have caused some bugs and that you were going to fix those on the weekend or something.
No.
No? Okay.
After the weekend.
Okay.
Weekend's out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's okay. All of there's stuff out there that. Actually, I'm going to try and minimize the amount of changes I make to the browser, anyways. It shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes? For each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they, you know, click on that, it's going to go to the relevant thing. Like just if they check all three, say topics, summary, blah blah blah, have three different windows come up, or three like sub.
Well, at the moment, is there a window that comes up, or is that a second result pane, or is that, you know, does the window get larger?
I thought what we sort of discussed last week was to have it sort of on the same window. So it'll be on the search window, bottom half of the search window.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you still want to keep it that way, but that's what I was going to be working on. So it's just like you click those and it just loads up, you know, splits that thing into two or three or whatever it is. One, two, or three, depending on which ones you check. And then, so if you want to do it that way, you know, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other issues down the road. Depending on.
Well, you confused me. Do you have three separate windows for the three separate different types of results?
No, just panes, just result panes.
Okay, not three different.
No.
Okay, good.
No. So it's just when we click, you know, topics and summaries for what we want to search, then it'll look. Yeah. there'll be two result panes.
Yeah.
So for one
tabs
for topics, one for. I don't know, really tabs.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of tabs.
But then you can't see all of them at the same time.
But
and
you wouldn't want to compare the result, the topic, one topic result with one summary result.
Well, it's no. But the thing is, if you're looking, if you check them both, you want to see all the results.
Yeah.
Especially
if you get results
for the same meeting. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So the summary and topic and transcript.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. So, or we could just put them all into one result pane.
Yeah.
On that same window.
I mean, we could order them by meeting, for example.
Mm. Oh yeah, I guess that was the other thing. Whether we want
to
have this
reorder
by.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if
that's
you know, that's even the second step. The first question is, do we want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
Yeah. I think you know probably by meeting makes the most sense. I mean,
yeah.
Essentially they're temp, you know, in time order, so you know, that kind of makes most sense.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be an easy. No, I don't know. Should be fairly easy, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you just color code those?
Yeah.
The results to.
Thinking sometimes in a case like that, like a run across in other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever. And then if we're highlighting something in the transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box, an item in a list box.
No, but if you
where's it? It's coming from.
If you do it straight from, you know, you get the result, and then there's some if statement saying straight on the rock bottom level saying if you found a segment, then color it, print it
right.
In red or whatever.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
Yeah. It's just like from past experience. There's goofy little things that happen, and just to let you say certain things, and it just kind of. Trying to do a different kind of, to go to a different window. So if you want to go to the actual highlight the transcript or highlight the topic. At that point, that's sort of where it starts getting a little bit tricky because you're working with an event handler within the one panel or the response or whatever it is. And,
I see, yeah.
So, there are ways around it, but you know, whether we'll be able to figure something out like
actions.
That so before tomorrow, or delegates or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment it works. It works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't
right.
it? So.
I think he was saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that we do, like highlighting. You know. I think that was he was saying.
What do you mean it should work with anything?
Wasn't Jonathan saying something about that? I think it was just like as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting. Happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean the whole what fills the transcription box and all of these boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight. So
okay.
I'm not sure what it's called now. I don't know what it's called, and that comes with a whole load of highlighting. Extras as well,
okay.
As I say,
okay.
You know,
right.
If you left click on something, for example, it highlights automatically.
Okay.
So maybe it comes with something as well.
Maybe I should use that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called a night text pane or something.
No, I'm sure there's not pane in it. No. I don't know. Non-text
area. Mostly it's called non.
Yeah. What?
Oh,
what's
why?
Non anyway?
Yeah.
Night object model.
Okay.
I think. Night object model, I think. That's what it means.
Okay.
With the removing the displacements, have you done anything with that yet? Because I was wondering how we're gonna write it back to XML, XML, if we did the processing. writing it back to like somewhere else.
I thought we were just going to have that as words, like not as XML, just sort of
as a blob of text.
What was that, Don?
Text file.
Well, transcript. No, because then we need all the other data if we want to keep it a transcript.
It will very much limit what you can do with it if it's 9XML.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML.
Why do we want it in XML though? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got. So as opposed to
select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
Only print out certain segments, the segments that we want. Just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
Put
an if loop in it.
Yeah.
That leaves out some
certain
of the print
segments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not store it at all whatsoever.
Okay. That
says
something different there, that's what.
Okay. That's sort of what we're
thinking about. Written to
actually, but this makes more sense.
That, ever be done. But that will mean that you can only do things on. Actually, no, because you can do things on word level. So, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're going to do the XML, then fine.
We're not going to do much more than just look at the room, like the text will remove these fluencies. Because we're not going to search it, and we're not going to like listen to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're not doing the audio thing.
Yeah.
So I guess just displaying it is
this
right.
One is
but
I don't really need to do much more with it.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, well, how would we display them? Like, if we do take this fluencies out and just, you know, create a text file, take the fluencies out of the text file.
It would just be a blurb, like a summary. It won't look like, it won't say, speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this.
Unless we extract that out of the file when we create the text file.
Yeah, and then it will look ugly, probably, because it will look just black and white.
That's true.
Unless you
it's probably the best thing to do, as you said. Like, just
I don't think it's going to take long to finish anyway. It's just another. I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long, it's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
It does it on the fly, anyway, don't you?
Yeah.
So then it just goes through and says that this word equals that print.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of if statements.
You could nearly do it together with the transcription, with the original transcription, having them in parallel. So if certain, you know, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not a proper word, then print it in here one. But I mean, that's fancy, but.
Yeah, you probably could, actually. That's probably not difficult. You just think fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah.
The
good way of doing it not together is that if someone doesn't want to look at the chop file, then you don't ever have to produce it. But I mean, we can write something like we'll try and do it on the fly and observe if that is going to take too long. If it's going to take too long, we'll think about writing it to a file.
Shouldn't they?
It's
just
there.
They just be if statements.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking as well. I mean, it's probably been used like XSLT to kind of just transform it and, you know, flip it into.
What's it?
Just transforms style sheet XML.
Oh, right.
Style sheet, and then it's kind of like there's usually things built in to. Well, it should be built into Java and to process XML into. Like, it just creates whatever file it's going to be in. It's been a couple of years since I've looked into anything like this, but that might even be an easier way. And then that way we could even pre-process that beforehand. I don't know. Well, we don't want to have to do that, right?
Even trying to read it in XML with Java was complicated enough.
Uh-huh.
I gave up to it, and that
really
devolved back to night stuff because it was much easier.
Yeah.
So if we can do it with night stuff, Java trying to do it, it was just so complicated, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. I
can't believe it. You have to start defining object models like the night thing and get them.
Serious.
All bizarre.
It's insane.
Weird things like that.
Yeah. Actually, I was thinking I might try and talk to, what was it, Jonathan Jean? Like, just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just like have the object model and just kind of like plug and play with everything and just to actually use a system. You know, at a higher level, rather than kind of, you know, playing around with a little bit of code and modifying their code and doing this and that. You can see this sort of see what they're doing. So I might try and contact them, see if there's Any other hints they could give us? Just to get things, I don't know, moving at a higher level, I guess. Just seems to be more interesting to use it as a real developer week. It just seems like a little tinkering here and there, just adding a couple things.
That's what programming is all about, I'm afraid.
No, it shouldn't be. It should be higher level. It should be conceptual and, you know, coming up with the brilliant ideas and then just, you know, bringing those to reality.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
The higher people.
Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something, if you want to do it. I personally don't want to mess with writing files or anything at the moment. I want to do it superficially.
Like the thing that I was thinking there as well is that once it's done for, you know, one meeting, it's done.
Yeah.
It's there. It's a file, text file or XML or whatever it is. But, you know, just, I don't know. It doesn't make any difference really either way to me. It's like, if it's fast enough on the fly, then sure. That's about the only issue I have with on the fly, whether it's fast enough.
Yeah.
Especially with Java and all this other crap. If it's loading the file and doing all this and processing.
Well, it has already loaded it anyway.
Yeah,
it's after it's loaded it. It's just a for loop, really. It's really fine.
Yeah.
When it runs out of memory.
Yeah.
So shall we all write a letter or two about future work as well?
Yeah, I've included the future work in my own section, but I just said what I've done so far and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, maybe.
And some issues.
Right.
What we've done already, and then, you know,
you might lose a bit of continuity if you do that. Though, that's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's easier to have the topic in its own intersections.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you talk about three characters and three colors.
I think that does make sense, but maybe at the end, maybe just a point form of, you know, things that we're still working on, things
goals
that we'll do.
Or something.
Yeah,
something
that's
bullet points.
Maybe.
Because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing here,
yeah,
they're not together, you lose a lot of the continuity.
Right.
Anything
else?
Yeah.
Anyone want to talk about? We'll all have sleep,
won't
we?
Yeah.
Burnt out.
Done.
Maybe asleep.
Yeah.
So we're all still writing our somebody sending them to you. You send it on.
Or she'll just take. She can take it from now.
How kind.
Or no?
What?
Yeah. Okay, I can. Yeah, sure. If you want to send them to me,
I don't know.
Actually, that's a good idea. I'll take one quick look over, try and get it as good as I think that way.
Yeah.
You stick it together. She'll shine it.
Yeah.
And then send it on to us so that we can nod.
And correct back any things that I thought was wrong in English or whatever.
So we're changing dialogue back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I haven't used my pen.
Oh.
And I've read more, like more lines.
Okay.
Trial theory, moral with.
Oh, God.
Good job you reminded me of that.
But it's moral.
Yeah. Oh dear, no. Oh, I was gonna have a line.
I'm still here. 30. 30 is alright, yeah. That's what we're laughing here.